I'm Chris Rubolo with a report on new laws aimed at establishing a public program for umbilical cord blood donations in California. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. California is in line to become the third state in the nation to establish a public program to encourage the collection and storage of umbilical cord blood. The blood, which is harvested from the umbilical cord and placenta immediately after delivery, has life-saving potential. Genetically, it's an easier-to-match alternative to bone marrow transplants and is being used to treat and/or cure 70 diseases, including leukemia, lymphoma, and sickle cell anemia. Governor Schwarzenegger recently signed two bills designed to boost cord blood donations. One provides the framework for a public program. The other establishes an educational program that encourages parents-to-be to consider donating. Pasadena Assemblymember Anthony Portantino sponsored the bill, which would set up the public program. The freshman legislator has a personal stake in the issue. A cord blood transplant, then an experimental treatment, cured his 6-year-old neighbor of leukemia more than a decade ago. The need for a public donation program became obvious when Portantino and his wife decided to donate cord blood when his daughter was born 6 years ago. The experience was a hassle. Portantino had to strike a deal with a blood bank that stores cord blood for families that want to use it for their own personal use.
I got the kit from that blood bank and called the hospital, called the doctor, got permission and their blessing to collect it at the point of delivery. I had to be in their delivery room, hand them the packet. They harvested the umbilical cord blood, handed the packet of blood back to me. I had a packet on ice. I had arranged shipping, and we sent it on its way to this private bank. And basically in the last decade, that's the option is private banking. If you're wealthy enough to afford to pay somebody to come into the delivery room to harvest your blood and then pay a private bank X amount of dollars per year to store it for your own personal use, that's what you do. So I said to myself, this is really stupid. We have 550,000 births a year in California, and we throw the blood away, and it cures so many diseases.
Portantino's legislation is in accord with standards set by the National Cord Blood Program, which was established in 2005. The national goal is to provide an additional 150,000 cord blood units for public use. HHS Secretary Michael Levitt recently appointed Dr. Bert Lubin, Vice President for Research at Oakland's Children's Hospital and Research Center, to the National Advisory Council on Blood Stem Cell Transplantation. Lubin says California is uniquely poised to make a difference in the lives of those in need of transplants.
This is exciting, and this means in this state, where we have such diversity and so many intermarriages between different groups, that we're hoping to increase the pool of units that are banked to help people in this state and probably in any other state in the United States. And we are hoping that with this national registry and with the kind of program that we hope to get off the ground in the state, if money's put into it, to be able to be sure that in our state and throughout the world that no one will die who required a transplant or could benefit from a transplant without having a transplant done using cord blood.
Lubin mentioned the major sticking point in California's effort, money. Provisions that would have funded California's program were stripped from the bill.
Without money, we can't do anything. So right now, it's a nice thing, but it means nothing. I mean, it means that we're well-intentioned, but if we don't put some money in the budget, it's not going to happen.
According to officials at the National Marrow Donor Program, New Jersey and Texas are the only other states that have established public cord blood donation programs. In both instances, state monies are helping fund the programs. It costs about $1,500 to collect, test, and store a unit of cord blood. StemCite, headquartered in Arcadia, is one of the two largest cord blood stem cell banks involved in the national program. StemCite collects public donations in California, but those donations have to be made at one of four hospitals, three of which are in the Los Angeles area. David Carmel, Vice President for Business Development at StemCite, was interviewed while attending the recent National Marrow Donor Council meeting in Minneapolis.
There's a huge need. I spent the morning listening to stories of people whose loved ones died because they had leukemia or lymphoma or sickle cell disease, and they couldn't find a match. And there's been a lot of good work that's being done to boost the bone marrow registry and the national cord blood inventory, but it's still far shy of what it needs to be. So I think California's done a great job. In my view, the only drawback of the California legislation is that it anticipates this program beginning in 2010. And there are many patients out there who simply can't wait that long. And we're strongly encouraging the legislature to appropriate funds for this program immediately.
Officials at the State Department of Public Health are assessing the new law. They say the program could get started before 2010 if monies become available. Once again, Assemblymember Portantino.
Obviously, would it be better to say we've got $5 million to start the program tomorrow? Absolutely. But the way it's been structured is we're consistent with the federal program, so I'm very hopeful that we can get the federal dollars. I'm very hopeful that we can get some of the private foundations. And many people have already started to express interest. So this is an easy sell because the economics work so well. It not only saves lives, but it saves money. And other countries have recognized that a $50,000 transplant is cheaper than $1 million to $2 million of lifetime treatment for many of these diseases.
Portantino refuses to be discouraged by the current lack of financial support.
I have a lot of perseverance driven on this issue because I've seen it affect people that are close to me and have their lives saved. I was at a sickle cell anemia benefit in my district 6 months ago, and a 13-year-old girl came up to me and said, "Please, I hope your bill gets up and running. I haven't found a donor yet." I mean, those are things that, you know, don't make you sleep at night but and make you work harder. And I just can't see this not getting over the finish line because it is so simple in its execution. And it saves lives and saves money.
This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at editor@chcf.org. I'm Chris Rebelow. Thanks for listening.